From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The House has voted to extend three key provisions of the Patriot Act for 90 days, during which lawmakers will consider changes to the measures which are designed to help authorities track terrorism suspects. GOP Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan says those provisions, which include expanded wiretap authority, do protect Americans.
It makes very little sense to me why we would not have the tools like roving wiretap authority and authority to obtain business records in terrorism and spy cases when the same tools are readily available in criminal cases.
But Democratic Congressman Robert Scott of Virginia says the measures give law enforcement agencies too much leeway in reviewing everything from business records to library checkouts.
This dragnet approach allows the government to review personal records even when there is no reason to believe that the individual is involved or had anything to do with terrorism.
President Obama is expected to sign the extension. Without it, the Patriot Act provisions would expire at the end of the month. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the leaders of Bahrain not to use violence against demonstrators there. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is also calling for restraint after heavily armed riot police rushed into the central square in Bahrain's capital without warning before dawn today and began firing concussion grenades and tear gas to clear away thousands of protesters who were sleeping there. At least four people were killed and scores were injured. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the hospital where the injured are being treated.
The scene at the Salmaniya Hospital was one of stunned disbelief that the government, which had just hours ago been talking about a peaceful solution to the protesters' demands, had ordered the police to clear the square. The son of Issa Abdul Hassan, a middle-aged driver, said his father was shot and killed by police at point-blank range as he tried to reach the square during the crackdown. Several paramedics were receiving treatment themselves. They said they'd been pulled from their ambulances and beaten. The Interior Ministry said the protests were illegal and is warning people to stay off the streets, but demonstrators vowed to return. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Manama.
The Labor Department says the prices paid by Americans increased last month, but the underlying core rate of inflation remains in check. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the Consumer Price Index rose 0.4% in January.
Prices rose on all kinds of things, including airline tickets, clothing, and food. But gas prices topped them all, rising 3.5%. Excluding food and energy, core prices rose 0.2%, the largest increase in more than a year. Still, core prices rose at just 1% over the last year, and that's well below the rate the Federal Reserve targets for inflation. Some companies are trying to pass on higher commodity prices to consumers, but with high unemployment, retailers are finding it a tough sell. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 8 points. This is NPR News. The House resumes debate today on a Republican proposal to cut $61 billion from the current federal budget that runs through September. Lawmakers are facing a wave of amendments to the spending bill. Honda is recalling more than 100,000 Honda Fits in North America and nearly 600,000 of the compacts sold under different names in other countries. The reason? A defective spring that could cause the engine to stall. At least 30 people are dead in Tanzania after explosions at a weapons depot in the country's commercial capital. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports 4,000 residents in the area were forced to take refuge in a stadium.
A series of blasts lasted several hours at an army base near the international airport in Dar es Salaam. The airport was closed and flights diverted after the incident last night. A Tanzanian military spokesman says the explosions were accidental. Munitions depots, two houses and a school were reportedly destroyed. Debris was hurled across the city and witnesses reported seeing flames 10 miles away. The military say residents should steer clear of the area and stay home and away from windows. 2 years ago, 20 people were killed in explosions at an ammunition depot at another Tanzanian military base near Dar es Salaam. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Travel experts say it is not too early to be on the lookout for discounted summer airfares. George Hobica, founder of the travel website AirfareWatchdog.com, says airfare sales come and go without warning.
I think if people think like there's a best time to find an airfare, they're going to miss the best airfare. It could happen at any second of the day. People just have to do their homework and keep on looking and looking and looking.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.